When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I wore shorts today. A.K.A. short-legged britches. A.K.A. short pants.
Short-legged britches.
Who wears short shorts?
I do.
Was that a song and then it became a commercial?
No. I don't know if the song was short shorts, but it was the same melody.
Yeah, okay.
They may have changed it.
Was that for Nair?
For Nair,
okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was Women on the Beach, like, who wears shorts?
Yeah, it was originally a song in the 50s,
yeah,
I think.
It was.
Well, was it short shorts or was it something? Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know
who
that.
Wears, it was a crossword clue the other day. But yeah, for Nair.
But yeah, and that was even back before they started. I don't know if you're even supposed to put Nair on the sensitive areas. I don't think you are.
Would you?
You remember because that time I got it on the sensitive areas and it gave me a chemical burn. That wasn't pleasant. And the fact that I was in the park was, you know, it just amplified it.
Even worse.
Yeah.
In the park.
Standing on the bench, the seat part of the bench with my leg propped up on the back of the bench.
Excuse me, sir. What exactly are you doing here on the bench in the park?
Yeah, it was a baseball park, too.
Yeah.
It was the bad thing. I always wonder. I've gotten a couple of things on my body waxed. Like, I've had my eyebrows waxed. I had my one side of the back of my neck waxed one time.
One side?
Yeah, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Like she said, this is going to be really, really painful. Are you sure you want me to do this? And I said, I'm good with pain. I mean, if it hurts, it hurts. It won't last long. So she did, and when she ripped it off, it was the worst, kind of minor pain I've ever had. Now, you know, I had broken ribs and back injuries and stuff like that in football. This is different, but that was excruciating. And I said, I can't do the other side. And I am good with pain. I mean, I had a surgery, and then the next day I was running around the mall for a radio contest that we were doing.
But he called me that day after that we've been talking about. He was told me, I think I'm going to have this done. I said, well, let me know how it goes. That'd be cool. I might do that. And then he called. Don't do that. I didn't finish. I had told her to stop. That was too much pain. It hurt.
That reminds me of that scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it would hurt less to have a hairy chest waxed the way he did in the movie than what that was.
I wouldn't think that your neck would hurt that much.
I wouldn't either, but he said it was incredibly painful.
Go on, the base of your head, and I know girls don't have hair on their necks as much as guys do, but go as far down as you can and just pull what's there, like the little fine part of your hair on the very lowest part of the back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Oof.
It's really, really... It's just... It will take your breath. It will take your breath.
Oh! Oh, God.
But see...
Oof.
But they're showing a video. Riggins found a video...
Yeah, she's
a God.
And she just mouthed the words, oh, my God, when he did that.
Ouch.
She's pretty.
That's not even exactly the same thing as you were
Look
doing.
At that. Oh.
God, nasty hair.
Mm. Have y'all ever heard of the Secret Sister gift exchange?
No.
It's one of those deals, from what I can see, it's like a chain letter sort of thing, but it's not bad luck. It's if you... send out this many gifts to your friends, then it's a kind of like a thing that when you send out gifts, then you're going to get gifts from other people who have joined the chain and
but all
that
two
stuff.
But friends or just a random people?
It ends up going from like my friends would maybe be different than Alexis's friends. So she sends it to me and then I send it to 10 of my friends. Then they have to send a gift to Alexis because she sent it to me. And I'm not exactly sure how it works, but she would be getting gifts from people she doesn't even know.
So, wait, but she sends you a gift?
I think so. And the reason it's in the news is because the Better Business Bureau is saying, you know, be careful with it. Because a lot of times you just end up sending your address and all that stuff around to people, yeah. And then you never get any gifts, and then now they got your information and all. But I remember when my brother and my sister-in-law hadn't been married very long, and they were participating in something along those lines, except you send a dollar or like you send 10 people a dollar, and then it just ends up going around and around. So every day they would go to the mailbox and they would have all kinds of cash and envelopes that people they don't even know were sending them. And it was like a pass it on chain letter sort of thing.
That's weird.
It was crazy. Yeah. And I remember his talking about it. It was just a blessing because they needed the money.
How does it work?
I never understood that because it's kind of like somebody trying to, you know, they're trying to tell me how the magic trick happened, and when I just get bogged down in it. I'm like, okay.
Well, let's say he sends a dollar to 10 people, and then they each send a dollar to 10 people.
I wonder if I could call.
Do they get money in return that they have to split with him or something like that? Because if that were the case, he would send out $10, and each one of those people, if those 10 people took in $10, that's $100, and if they shared it with him, then he would get $50 for he would send out 10 and receive 50.
Let me see if he's where I can call him. Can I call you?
That also seems like it might be something that would be categorized as illegal today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's off the books.
Yeah. And it's
If you're dealing with gifts, I think it'd be different than dealing with money. Because then, you know, then the taxes and all that stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be a catch in there somewhere that I'm not going to like.
But didn't you have a friend, Ace, that was going to send so many people a letter and just say, can you send me $1?
No, we were in college. His philosophy was, I'm going to get a list of every church in America, and he was going to mail every church in America and tell them, look, all I need you to do is please give me $1. And that every church in America would send him a dollar, and he would make thousands of dollars.
Millions.
You know, but then we were like, well, don't forget, you got to buy envelopes and stamps, and the time it's going to take you to write the letter.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll copy the letter. Okay, mm-hmm. So then I got to pay for copies. He hadn't factored a lot of that stuff in, and then the fact that it was just a stupid idea that they weren't just going to necessarily send him a dollar. But
I mean, in theory.
And then it was before the internet, so yeah. You couldn't, I'll just email of them.
I'd rather that, though, than if somebody tries to get you to come to their house for a dinner party and you find out they're going to try to sell you something while they're there.
Oh, I hate that.
No, I hate that.
Yeah, that happened to me the day we invaded Kuwait and started the first actions of Desert Storm.
And you had no idea what you're walking into? No.
And then there was another guy there, and he was a vet, and he was wanting to see what was going on. I was wanting to see what was going on. And so this couple, the first thing said, how many of y'all have something against making money?
Oh, God.
Like, oh, God, what is this?
Did you have to sit through the whole thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I was young, and they were my parents' age, and they knew my parents, and I didn't want to be rude. But the other guy was older, and he said he had been drinking a little bit. And he said, all right, anybody got any questions so far? And then he goes, I got a question. What the hell is going on with the Iraqis and Saddam Hussein? He goes, well, I don't know. He said, yeah, you don't know because we need to have the TV on.
Exactly.
We're in a war.
Oh. Yeah, that would suck. We figured out, I had a friend one time that was when we were all home from college for the summer. Hey, y'all want to come over here and eat? I'll cook. We'll eat. Okay. And I said, yeah, it sounds good. And then about an hour later, another friend who called me and said, hey, do you know what this thing is tomorrow, you know, Friday night? Like, I thought we were just going to eat and hang out. Like, no, that son of a bitch has gotten into whatever it was. And he's going to try to sell it, get us involved in selling that shit. Like, So I called him back. I was like, hey, man, is this some kind of a, are you running a pyramid scheme? No, it's not a pyramid scheme, but it's, we all could make more money.
It's never a pyramid scheme.
Dude, no. I do not. I have no interest in being involved. In, you know
what is the proper term for multi-level marketing?
Yes,
isn't that what
MLM.
They call it?
Yeah, it's an MLM.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they refer to it these days.
Yeah, I mean,
is that what? I don't want to say the wrong thing. There's one of the companies for women's workout gear. Is it Lululemon?
No, it's Zaya.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. There's my one wife's in that.
Okay, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of though. There's another one
with an L.
Yeah, that got because Lulu. They
yeah
Lularoo.
Okay, that's the one that just had a whole big thing that came out where people were they've had a ton of complaints and there's a whole big article about it recently about how bad it was.
Like the quality of the clothes or
people having problems with being involved in it.
Yeah, well, then that's not the one that my wife sells.
Yeah, it wasn't that one. I know it's not the one that Jody's involved in.
Yeah, but that it is a. That's how I found out they don't like when you call it a pyramid scheme.
So touchy about it.
Because yeah. You called it a pyramid scheme.
Well, when she first started telling me about it, and she said, and then Susie brings me in, and then I said, okay, so then whatever you sell, Susie gets a piece of it, and, you know, Susie gives a piece of what she sells to somebody who brought her into it. Yeah. Okay, well, then that's a pyramid. It may not be a scheme, but it's a pyramid thing. But when you say it like it's a scheme, okay. So that's when I, you know, got it. It's a multi-level marketing thing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point. When you use the word scheme in the description, it does sound like you're making a disparaging remark about it. Multi-level marketing does sound much better than the pyramid scheme.
It does take a little bit of scheming to be good at it.
Yeah. I mean, scheme doesn't always have to be bad. You know, there are football schemes, you know, that run this offensive scheme, and it's a good thing.
That's the only one I can think of where scheming
yeah,
is
I'm like,
doesn't have a bad
is
connotation
bad.
To it.
It could be funny.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ Button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So on the regular old morning show earlier today, we were talking about this guy in Egypt. And by the way, Egypt is the place to be.
Egypt is for you and me. Egypt.
Now, it did not say, he's an Egyptian fisherman, but he didn't say whether or not he was an Egyptian lover.
Egyptian lover.
I'm sorry, Alexis. Mm-hmm. It's an old song.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's an 80s club banger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Egypt is the place to be. Egypt.
Yeah, sounds like
Egyptian lover.
And the guy was... his name was Egypt, right?
Egyptian lover.
Egyptian lover is his name.
Mm-hmm.
There's this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is he Egyptian?
No.
Deeply offensive.
He may have been. He may have been from Detroit or something. Had a really good Jerry curl.
But he called himself Egyptian Lover, and his song was called Egyptian Lover.
Egyptian Lover, Egyptian Lover, baby. So, do you know anything about a gentleman named Stevie B?
Nope.
Stevie B sang a song. That the only one you may know would be "Because I Love You." I'm doing anything. You don't know that one?
I don't know that
okay.
one.
Okay, you'd like Stevie B.
What was Stevie B had an up-tempo song too? Yeah, not Party.
I wanna be the one you're giving your loving. I wanna be the one you're kissing and hugging. Mm-hmm. No. And then the best song he had was called Spring Love. Yeah. Spring Love, come back to me. Very, very 80s. I mean, signature 80s type dance music.
Look at this, Alexis.
Oh, and he had a Jerry curl.
Oh, yeah.
For your ass.
Look at that. Stop damn, it. My man.
Hot. Damn. Oh,
wow, them curls are popping.
That is a high curl brought down to a point between his eyes.
Widow's peak.
Oh. And then his thick earring.
Ass, thick ass mustache.
Come on.
In his hand.
Stevie B.
That's really smooth right there. That's a good look.
Now, he could use a little activator in the curl. It looks like it's about to dry out a little bit.
Oh, that could just be just the tone of the picture, right? The sepia, whatever it is that's in that picture.
I don't know. I don't know that word.
I just nailed it.
Hmm. Which one? Sepia or sepia?
Concept I nailed.
I just nailed it with two choices.
It's either Disney or Disney.
Nailed it. I couldn't really make up my mind, so I nailed them both.
I thought it was sepia. I've been thinking it was wrong the whole time.
Pull up a picture of the Egyptian Lover.
Yeah, I just had it.
You did?
You have the Egyptian Lover?
Oh, is that him now?
Oh,
or did that guy eat the Egyptian Lover?
Yeah, I mean, hair.
What is that outfit?
Oh, he got some taco meat on his chest.
Looking like taco meat.
I don't like taco meat.
But you know, Egyptian Lover doesn't look much different than Stevie B. Yeah. I mean, they got the same style. Look at that big old ass cell phone. Yeah.
What is his hand? What is he doing?
That's him.
That's
now?
The dance move for Egyptian Lover.
The sweat stains he got on his shirt. It's just,
yeah, look at that regular. You're right. You're right.
But that's
yeah.
him today.
Yeah, it must be.
Or
is that just some fat guy doing Egyptian Lover?
Yeah. Look at that big old cell phone.
Yeah, big old ass cell phone. He's on. That's not even hooked up to anything. He's just holding it up. It's a decoy.
Go back to the first one, please, Riggins. No. I'm sorry. The first picture that you showed down there. The very first picture of the Egyptian Lover you had up.
With the taco meat.
Oh, one more now. Yeah. That's a sweet leather members only jacket he's wearing. Is that leather members only? No, it's not.
No, it's not. That's a fake ass.
That's the cheaper version that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mama couldn't afford to get a leather one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mine could. But
I like that. I like she couldn't he's afford wearing, to love me. He's wearing a shirt and a tie, yet he wears the shirt open and the tie tied directly around his neck.
Yeah, what kind of tie is that?
Is that a sock tie, TJ?
Looks like it.
Yeah, it's a sock tie tied as if it were a scarf.
But a lot of the performers back then, the musical performers, were kind of like the same concept of wrestlers. Like they had to have a certain theme or whatever. Like that guy is not Egyptian, but he's called himself Egyptian Lover. It's kind of like, or maybe he does have some Egyptian in him. Yeah, that's Stevie B. But.
That's good shit right there. I'm sorry.
Because, you know, we had the Rappin' Duke. Who was a cowboy rapper, and he rapped like John Wayne.
He had kind of backed himself into a corner with the fact that that was his. You know, I saw the Rappin' Duke live, Riggins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My senior year of high school, I think the first Friday night where we had football, after the football games were over at 10 o'clock, at the Rapides Parish Coliseum, they had Rapper's Jam 85 featuring the Rappin' Duke. Who else was there? The Rappin' Duke was there. The Real Roxanne was there. Force MDs were there. and somebody else that I'm leaving out. There were four or five acts. And the Rapping Duke comes on stage. He's dressed as a cowboy, and he has you know, two pistols on his hips. And you know he's coming on stage because the intro music plays, and suddenly you hear, "Pah-dah!" And it sounds like two effing guns going off inside an arena. It scared the crap out of everybody. And then he's up doing his Rapping Duke thing, and he raps like John Wayne. Da ha 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 ha.
Was this guy like popular?
He had one song.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a novelty. Mm. When you were in diapers and wetting the sheets, I was at the Ponderosa rapping to the beat. Da ha, da ha.
God.
Da ha 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 ha.
And you went to see this guy live?
Hell yeah. You know it. Not a lot of concerts came to Alexandria, Louisiana that weren't country. So we had a chance to see the real Roxanne and Force MD's Itching for a Scratch. And who later had a number one hit with Tender Love, and you were there. There were probably, counting all of my friends that went with me, we were probably 7 of the 15 white people in attendance in the crowd of about, 3,000, 4,000. Yeah. It was fun. It was awesome.
White ass.
Yeah, got to see the rapper. Dude. Roxanne, I'm going to be your man.
That's funny.
I mean, this Egyptian fisherman.
Oh, sorry. We forgot there was a story attached to that.
He got a fish caught in his throat. Not like you're eating fish and you get a bone stuck in your throat. He put a fish in his mouth while he was fishing and was just holding it there so he could catch another fish. Or, bait a hook. And he ended up somehow swallowing it. Did he go to cough? And when he went to cough, before you cough, you suck in? That's why you're not supposed to hold straight pins in your mouth while you're sewing. It's not safe to do that, even though women do it all the time. Yeah. Well, anybody who sews, not just women. Because when you go to you suck them down your throat, you're supposed to wear a pin cushion on your wrist. But it was a big old ass fish. Ooh, Riggins is showing a video of him removing it. How in the world did he not choke with a fish that big in his throat?
I don't know. That's a big fish.
They said when he came into the ER, he was clearly having trouble breathing, but I guess he just breathed out of his nose.
I don't understand how it got lodged in his throat.
They said it was wriggling around when he had it in his teeth and then just slipped back in there.
Yeah, and he probably really, wanted to secure it. Because, he's living in Egypt, probably starving.
Yeah, I didn't even know
eating that fish.
Didn't know they had water in Egypt.
I didn't either.
Like, where are you fishing?
Oh, I guess the Nile.
The Nile River?
Yeah.
Oh, duh. Okay. Listen to both of y'all.
Okay, with your crossword, you should know that.
Listen, have you ever seen a lake in Egypt?
The Nile River.
Oh, yeah.
Moses was found there.
Is that true?
Yeah, in a basket.
Moses Malone?
Yeah, no. Which Moses are you talking about?
What Moses are you talking about?
I know.
Moses who?
Lemon Moses. There's a Moses on every corner.
Moses Robinson.
I knew two in the eighth grade. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they got water from the Nile River, Riggins, to put the flames out on the burning bush.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Turns out there are 12 lakes in Europe and Egypt.
Sorry. Are you on the phone?
I looked it up. And actually, they're beautiful. They're
gorgeous. They call them oases.
Clear water. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Fish that'll jump in your mouth.
Yeah. Shit.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You guys are so cool.
They look like a damn oasis, though. A lot of them do. The overhead shots. Like desert. There's a lake.
Let's go.
Little towns around it. Look at that.
I bet you don't have to wear a damn mask out there.
Nope. Bet you don't.
And damn Egypt, but hell no.
I didn't know they...
You
were
in Egypt?
I didn't know they had emergency rooms either. He got into emergency room faster than I could.
They have big cities in Egypt.
Cairo. I mean, he's gonna have a fish stuck in his throat, make it to an emergency room, and into surgery in time for him not to die. There's no way I could get in an emergency room in America that fast.
No.
Let's go to Egypt. You don't have to mow.
Yeah. You don't mow a year. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, I know that. That's why I didn't say I wouldn't have to mow. I said, nobody else would have to mow. Damn. You'd be eating a sand sandwich.
Yeah, that's all I need.
A sand sandwich.
Dirt and rock.
I want to go live in a pyramid.
Y'all got me looking up Egypt facts now.
Oh. Well, then there you got a whole weekend.
I do. I'm totally down now.
Good thing it's Friday.
The population of Cairo is now 20.9 million people. Ooh. I'd love to go to Egypt. It'd be awesome.
I would go to Egypt.
You know, see the pyramids and everything?
I will say this, though.
The Neon Sphinx?
Their syrup from Cairo is really good. I use it in pecan pie.
Yeah.
Is that Cairo syrup.
They're onto something with that.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I don't know where they get corn to make that syrup in Egypt.
I don't know.
Look that up, Ace, this weekend.
Where do they get corn?
Where do they get the corn to make the Cairo syrup?
If they can't grow it, they import it.
That we use in... I'm looking at pie.
I know it's not the same thing.
They import corn
to make the Cairo syrup. Yeah.
I know it's not.
I believe they import the corn.
God, I know it's stupid.
I can't with y'all.
I know that he's talking about a different kind of syrup. I'm just curious now. Yeah. I just want the answer.
Do you, Ace? Do you?
Corn. Isn't there corn everywhere?
They grow it.
Desert corn.
Desert corn.
Is that where them tiny ones grow?
Sand corn.
Yeah, tiny. Not much water.
grains of corn form the staple food of Egyptian peasantry.
Peasantry?
Oh. Yep.
Grains of corn.
The stalk of the maize, we call it corn, is also very useful.
Wiping your ass.
Yeah. They've had corn since 1492 in Egypt. Damn, I'm full of facts today. What else y'all want?
Corn.
In Egypt, corn means a plentiful supply.
Mm.
Wow. Look at that, put that in your Times crossword book.
Yeah.
Just put it in there.
I'm going to have an Egyptian pecan pie this year. It is the place to be.
I do want to find Egyptian Lover on iTunes or something. You may have to find it on
YouTube. Yeah, YouTube.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey, got a text return from my brother, and he said we can call him. And Rob's getting him on.
Okay.
And ask him about that, whatever that money making scheme he was in on.
This is your brother, brother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fraternity brother. No, I didn't have any fraternity
brother-in-law,
brother.
Riggins.
Oh, okay. But I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, I know what you said.
This is your brother, brother? No, it's my mother, brother.
He's probably going to go, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Hey, are you in a convertible?
No.
Okay. So, it's Ace and Riggins and a new girl named Alexis and me. And
okay.
We're doing our podcast, and so you can cuss if you want. Just don't say the F word or any of that.
Oh no, I
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, good. We were just talking about this thing that the Better Business Bureau is warning people about called My Sister's Gift or Gift from My Sister or something, where it's one of those mail around things like you join and then you get gifts from people and then you send gifts out. And it reminded me of that thing that you and Lana were in years ago where y'all would go to the mailbox every day and there would just be money from people all across the country. That some kind of deal y'all were involved with. Do you remember?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I vaguely remember it, but I don't remember any of the details of it. It's been so long ago. You know, I don't have the kind of memory you do.
Yeah, I know.
With all the drugs and alcohol over the years, you know, kind of diminished my memory a little bit.
Yeah, I get it. But then again, I don't have good hair like you do. So, you know, we each got, you know, different things genetically.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
All right. So then now, because I never knew how all that worked. I just know that Lana used to just.
It was like a chain letter. And yeah, she'd go to the mailbox and it was like a check for $2 or something like that. But it was something like a chain letter. I can't remember.
But every day there would be money in your mailbox?
Yeah. Yeah, just envelopes with checks in them.
What?
People, they wrote personal.
They yeah. You broke up there for a second. They did what?
They would just write a personal check and put it in an envelope and mail it out.
And you don't remember how much y'all had to send around to get into the little club?
No, I can't remember.
It couldn't have been a lot because y'all didn't have any money back then.
Yeah. No, well, that's true. I mean, that's been over 30 years ago when we...
What, you said 33 years ago?
I said it's been over 30 years
yeah.
ago.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just trying to look for a get-rich-quick scheme and thought maybe that would be one we could get in on.
Rich-quick.
Huh. All right, well, you must be going through the country or something because you're breaking up.
I am in the middle of nowhere.
Where are you going?
I'm headed towards Shreveport.
Okay.
But I'm going through the woods to get there.
Well, that's about the only way
I'm between Manny, Louisiana, and Zuwali, Louisiana, over around Toledo Bend.
Wow, I'm surprised they have any signal over there.
Fancy.
Okay.
It's not too good.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, be careful. Thanks for the info.
Okay, sorry I couldn't help.
No, you helped. Just not what that, what we were looking for, but it was good. All right, talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Is he really going through the woods?
Yeah, the country, going through the country.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's got woods on both sides of him on a highway, and it's probably that way for hours.
Wow.
Damn. Manny and Zuwali.
Anybody Zuwali. Want to take a stab at the spelling of Zuwali, Louisiana?
Zuwali.
You were close. Zuwolle.
Olle.
Zuwali.
So that does not sound like a place that you'd find in Louisiana.
Where would you find it?
Not there.
Zuwali.
Zuwali.
And Manny is spelled Minnie. Mm. Like you had many things.
Manny.
Right? Isn't it spelled
M-A-N-Y?
M-A-N-Y. But he's going to the big city, Shreveport. Yeah, I've heard of that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has that southern drawl. It's just like slow.
He's over there in the damn
country.
Sabine National Forest over there.
Going yeah. through the woods.
Damn Sabine Parish.
He's going to hit Mansfield.
Are you tracking his route?
Yeah, I'm looking at where he's going. He's going to go through Mansfield. Probably pass by Barksdale on his way yeah. to Shreveport.
What's the other one? Gold. And then one that's
Coshatta's off.
Coshatta's
a little more to the east. He's not going to pass through there. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's on Highway 171.
Does he work like driving or something?
Yeah, he's a he sells lumber.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. He's always got wood.
Oh, Todd, always got wood.
He always got some wood, man.
Todd.
Todd, man, he could get some women. Where did your grandparents live when they retired?
In Shreveport on Cross Lake.
But it was in Shreveport proper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shreveport proper?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the city.
In actual Shreveport. Not a suburb or an outlying town.
Yeah, it was just on the outer edge of the city.
Mm-hmm. Is it officially called that?
The lake is called Cross Lake.
No, Shreveport proper?
No.
Oh, y'all just call Shreveport. It that? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, any town could be, you know, if you say, what's the population of Charlotte? And you say, you know, Charlotte proper.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Charlotte proper.
It's very European, isn't it?
Yeah, because here's like 800,000, mm-hmm. but the whole area is like 1.4 million, something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference between Charlotte proper
Charlotte
the area.
Right.
See, start saying that.
Yeah, well, it makes sense that you wouldn't know. I mean, what have you ever done that's proper?
Shut up.
Do you even know what that word means?
It's not in my vocabulary.
Yeah, you think my brother's accent is different than mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine used to be exactly like his. And then, you know, when I moved to the big city, got all highfalutin and citified.
Highfalutin.
Snob.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see what he looks like. Y'all look alike?
I don't think we do.
No, I don't think you look alike.
No.
He's a good looking guy, though.
He's younger than you?
No.
Older?
4.5 years older.
Interesting.
That's Bubba.
Bubba selling some wood.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
He's my Bubba.
Aww. How cute. Yeah.
But he's right. He does not have my gifted memory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he has other things that are better than what I ended up with genetically. I just can't really think of anything other than his hair. We're the same height. His eyes are blue, mine are green, and I think we know who wins that.
One of you was far more talented as an athlete. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I say that because he was a good athlete. He just lost interest in it when he was younger. Mm. He was really young. And I just always say, well, I was the one that played all the way through, so.
Seems like he was a party animal.
Yeah. But I think he's technically smarter than I am. You know, if you want to go by tests and shit.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
Right, I don't want to go by that.
I'm not going to run my world by a damn test. So,
yeah. He's book smart. Yeah, but he ain't got no street smart.
IQ my ass is what I'm saying.
Believe in all that.
Yeah, I mean nothing.
Which I don't.
I mean, just because he can take a test don't make him bad.
Mm. We are we're opposites though in several areas of our personality. He's a visitor, a chit chatter. You know, let's go see what he's up to. Let's go talk. Let's catch up with him. And I'm not. I'm good. Why we got to bring somebody else in?
Right.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go visiting with anybody.
Chit-chat.
But you ain't seen, you know, Tommy in years. He'd love to see you. Okay, well, I like him, but I don't feel like talking. I'm relaxed. Oh, come on. And then we end up going.
But here's his brother's sense of humor. That. Tell her what he did at his New Year's Eve party at the turn of the millennium.
So when it was turning the year 2000, everybody was panicking, like the computers weren't going to go over and the light, you know, all of the power was in the cities at midnight. It's all just going to shut down and the country's going to be in complete and total lockdown and in very vulnerable to attack and all this stuff. So he had a party at his house at New Year's Eve and we were there visiting through, you know, the holidays. And on the New Year's Rockin' Eve, everybody goes over to the TV like they normally do when it's time to start counting down. And everybody's always a bunch of people. And then, you know, 10, nine, eight. And when everything said one, all of a sudden everything in the house just went. All the lights, the TV, everything. We're just standing there in the dark, frozen. And the women are looking at each other going, oh,
it
my
really
God.
Happened.
And then the next thing you know, you hear click and the lights all come back on and everything. And you hear them going. He had flipped the breaker.
Did he plan that or he did it last minute?
I think last second. He said last he saw everybody gathering around over the TV. Going,
that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they were scared.
Oh, man.
If you've ever had a thought about breaking up with your old wireless provider, it just got a whole lot easier thanks to Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, the first company to sell premium wireless service online only. Mint Mobile now introduces their unlimited data plan for just $30 a month. That is unlimited data for only $30 a month. So the trick with Mint Mobile is online only. By going online only, they've eliminated tons of costs of normal retail, and then they pass all the savings on to people who subscribe to Mint Mobile. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. That's right, unlimited talk and text and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you keep your same phone number. You keep all your existing contacts, and if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Break up with big wireless. Switch to Mint Mobile's premium unlimited data plan for $30 a month. Get the plan shipped free to your door right now. Just go to mintmobile.com/ACETJ. That's mintmobile.com/ACETJ. And cut your unlimited wireless bill to $30 a month. It's mintmobile.com/ACETJ.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I should have already cleaned up my stuff, so when this little program is over, I could take off running. Get the hell up out of here. I got stuff to pack. It looks like I'm running a bar over here with all these beverages I got happening.
Riggins, are you going straight to get a sandwich today?
No, no sandwich today.
Do you have food at home?
I have to go pick up groceries.
Oh, so you've already ordered them. You're just going to pick them up.
Okay. Just swing by. Put them in the car, and I'm
that's
out.
Your standard Friday is some type of food event, either grocery store or picking up something for lunch on the way home.
Yeah, I got to get something because I got nothing.
Do they put them in the car for you? They meet you out there, or you got to go in and get them?
I've never done it before, but they said just park in the spot that they have designated for the pickup, and they'll come out and bring the bags. Mm. They've got the number of bags.
Oh man, at the one at where ours is, you can pull right up to the front of it of the store. You just pull up, hit the button, tell them that you're there.
Yeah.
Sit in the truck, and they come right out. Yeah, and it tells you you'll have so many bags, and they put them, and then they count the bags for you. Like, good to go. Boom. Yeah. See you later. Drive away.
Do you tip them?
Nope.
No, it's not. Like a tip service?
I don't do it that often because Amanda refuses to use the service because she loves going to the grocery store. Well, you know what then? get after it. If that's if you love going to the grocery store, I will let you go all the time. She enjoys going up and down the aisles and finding the stuff herself, and I don't understand it. I had just gotten into using it like 2 or 3 times. It's like, this is awesome. And then she was like, no, you go by yourself. I'm not doing that. I'm not going by myself.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it, but I don't think I would be happy with ordering it and having somebody else pick out my stuff. And, yeah. You know,
well,
I
but gotta, then again, you're making dishes.
I got to see it.
You know, I was just having, I was living by myself at the time, and it was, even if my
eating
kids
peanut
were coming
butter.
Up. Yeah. We were going to have like some grilled chicken. So like, I need, you know, 4 packs of chicken breasts, boneless chicken breasts, and throw in a couple sirloins and maybe a ribeye for a splurge on a Saturday night. And I need some beans, you know, whatever. my order was pretty minimal and easy.
Yeah. I like going, but I only like when they have the smaller carts, because the big cart's too big and I have a hard time trying to like maneuver them. And I just feel like it's so huge and I hate it. So I need the small cart.
The big cart's too big.
It's too big. And I have a hard time trying to like go around the corners.
You know, you get in the ones, the race car ones.
I do not get the race car ones.
Her grocery cart has a little flag that sticks up so her mom can find it.
You walk in, they hand you a balloon and a cookie.
Stop. I hate when I have to reach things up high because I refuse to ask anybody for help. So I just climb the shelves. I'm like, one day this shelf is going to fall. It's going to be horrible.
Take a grabber.
I'm not going to take a grabber. Everyone's going to be making fun of me.
Well, then they're not making fun of you for scaling the shelves.
I make sure there's no one in the aisle when I do it.
Like, what, 27 hours? Yeah. She gets caught. She has to cut her arm off.
It's going to be like, you know, the Latina spider girl is here again. But that could be a way to meet a nice guy. Say, hey, will you reach that for me?
No, I just don't like asking for people to reach stuff for me.
Yeah.
What's the alternative?
I climb, or I just don't get what I need.
Just don't get it.
Don't get it.
You know what like you could
sad,
do, though?
Like I said, little kid, you just walk through the grocery store, look at it like, I wish I could get some
I
of
those. I wish I could have that, but I can't
reach it. You could take, you know, the little wedge things that you put under a door to keep it open? You could take a couple of those with you and put them behind the shopping cart wheels and then use it to climb up and reach stuff.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Knowing me, though, I probably wouldn't put it right, and I would go flying and fall.
Mm-hmm. And if you are waiting until nobody's around to see you climb up the shelves to get it, somebody's watching you the whole time.
Yeah, but I don't know that they're – I don't see them watching me, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as it works, then it's not – it's okay. It's if there's any failure is when it becomes funny.
Yeah.
Like if you can pull it off and you get your product and you go on about your way, it's like, oh, that worked for it, no problem. But, you know, if the shelves were to collapse, you know, that kind of stuff that would really make it funny.
I just wonder, like, what people think when they're passing by. And I'm just, like, thinking in my head, should I get it? Should I not? Should I get it? Should I climb? Like, it's a whole ordeal, and it stresses me out a little bit.
Well, I make the list of stuff that I need. I make it on paper, like an old-fashioned list. And I hate getting a text while I'm in the grocery store. Because when I know, when I stop and read it and I'm texting back or returning the text, that people are looking at me like I don't know what I'm doing in there, and I'm having to text my wife to get, because I don't know exactly what she has on the list. And so I'm having to ask her, where is this? What is that? Yeah. So I kind of get it.
It happens.
But then I could be like, stop staring at me. My wife doesn't even know where I am.
Shut up.
So, I just need coffee. There we go. No, look, it's a work text. Look.
They're like, okay.
My wife doesn't, I'm not asking her shit.
This is in my
hand. I need her in here. I don't need her. I can do it myself.
It's like when my dad called my mom in the produce section to ask her what goes in a salad.
What?
Yeah, she sent him to the store one time to get stuff for a salad. We were making burgers or something. She was like, go get stuff for a salad. And he called her from the produce section and said, Nance, what goes in a salad? And she's like, have you ever eaten a salad? I don't know, stupid. Pick anything. It's a salad.
You can put anything in there.
You know what's in a salad.
Let's start with lettuce.
And then he calls.
Just start with lettuce.
Let's walk through it together while you're on the phone.
He comes in with some russet potatoes.
Yeah, like you had to call her to figure. Like you're just incapable. Yeah.
I got potatoes.
Yeah.
Random
acorns.
Plums.
I got some grass.
Or God forbid, Google it so you don't have to call her. Yeah. Anything. Don't Almonds. Call her.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the hell's wrong with that? And I know it killed him to like have to call her, but he's an idiot.
There's a guy here that wants to know, did you get your car inspected, Alexis?
Not yet. That's going to happen next week.
Okay. And why are you so adamant about making sure that your tent stays on your car? You don't want to get rid of your tent,
yeah,
you said.
I don't want to pay to take it off. I bought the car like that. They passed the inspection. I've passed the inspection every year except for this past year. With the tent, and I just don't think it's fair that I have to pay to get it off.
Oh, but you're going to have to pay a ticket because you didn't get it inspected.
Well, if I get inspected, they're going to drop it. That's what he said.
Oh.
So you can show them you got it inspected, the ticket goes away.
I've never heard of that, though.
What?
Getting a ticket for an expired tag because you didn't have an inspection, and then they drop it when you do get it inspected.
Well, I mean, I'll renew the tags. That's when.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, I've never heard of that. That's a good deal. It was in South Carolina?
Yeah.
I think he lied to you.
He better not have lied to me.
He's just like, I don't want this girl standing here on the side of the road in her pajamas. Because you say you're in your pajamas.
I was in pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
After my mom gave me a whole talk that I should not be wearing pajamas to drive back home.
Moms, am I right? Yeah. What do they know?
Always infringing upon a good time.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So I haven't told her about it yet.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Well, you don't have to.
I told you so.
Hey, you're 30 years old.
Exactly.
It's not her business.
I don't have to tell her.
Tell her nothing?
I ain't telling her.
Unless you tell her, you know, in your one phone call.
Yeah. I got some bad news. I got some worse news.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.